Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, babe. It's me. Fuck. I don't know how I'm gonna start this. So, listen, babe. I'm so sorry. I haven't been upfront with you. I haven't been honest. God, I'm so sorry. But I need you to know. I love you. I always have. You're such an amazing husband to me, and I fucked up. I've been fucking up. I need you to know I'm late. I held off and waited, but I took a test and fuck, I'm pregnant. And it's not yours. I feel terrible. It's Alan's. Yes, your best friend. I'm calling because I needed to let you know first. I'm not at a work retreat, like I said. I'm at a resort for the weekend with him. He doesn't know yet. He's still on his way. So I was left to my own thoughts and I didn't know what else to do. He's not one to settle, I know that. I know it's a lot to fucking unload on you, but especially over voicemail. But it has to be this because he's the only one that has, well, I always make you wear a condom and look, he's, fuck, I'm so sorry, babe. I couldn't help myself, I guess. You want to hear about how it started? It was a couple years ago. On our wedding night. I know, he was your best man. And that night, after you drank too much and passed out in the suite, I was pissed, but also needy. I went downstairs to the hotel bar and I saw him. It was a familiar face, so I joined him. He was just so fucking handsome in that suit. It almost looked painted onto his muscles. No, you're handsome too, honey. It's not that, but Alan, he's just so much more. I've always had a little bit of a crush on him, to be honest. We started drinking more. Our comments became less filtered. As our inhibitions dropped, my guard was down when he asked why I wasn't in the room getting fucked stupid by his best friend. Hearing him utter those words made my mind wander uncontrollably. I kept staring at him all night, taking him in, up and down, and then I saw it. He was so fucking hard. The slacks couldn't hide it. He was so much bigger than anyone I'd ever been with. So much bigger than you. Fuck. I'm remembering it now. He caught me staring and apologized. I was needy and I liked the attention. I told him it was okay. And he admitted how he was always jealous of you for asking me out before he had a chance. He told me how gorgeous I was. My wedding makeup and hair still in place. Fuck. I felt his gaze burn into me. He told me what he would have given to have one night with me. It was as if he knew. He knew how badly I needed to be with another person, to feel someone, and how weak I was for him in that moment. I had my wedding night lingerie underneath a tight dress, the one you were supposed to fuck me in, the one I had specifically picked out for you. But instead, you were upstairs, passed out, snoring in our suite. His words that night, his physique, his smile, and his thick manhood. It was all I could think of. All I can still think of to this day. I felt myself soaking through my silk thong. He gets me dripping with his presence, even to this day. I'm not sure what came over me that night, but I had to confirm his bulge. I reached under the bar top and gripped it. He moaned under his breath, and so did I. I felt my thighs squeezed. I was drenched. My mouth watered. Fuck. I kept thinking, he was so fucking big. I began to rub him through his slacks, feeling the thin fabric between my hand. We finished our drinks and got up in unison, trying not to seem too desperate for each other's touch. Without saying a word, he turned toward the elevator lobby. I should have walked away. I should have stopped, but I couldn't. I followed several feet behind him into the elevator, looking down in equal parts shame, lust, and nervousness. We didn't make eye contact again until we got to his door. He unlocked it and held it open. My mouth was dry. My heart was beating out of my chest. I couldn't stop myself. My body needed to feel him. I walked into the dark room. I never turned around to look at him, and just stood there, admiring the view out of the window. I jumped at the door closing behind me. I was frozen. I listened as he peeled his jacket off. I heard his shaking breath matching mine as he slowly approached me from behind. I shuddered at his touch as he rested both hands on my shoulders, and I instinctually reached back and felt his length again. I had to make sure it wasn't the alcohol. Fuck. He was so hard, and his cock was so fucking big. God. Fuck. I'm getting wet just remembering that first night with him. I immediately got on my knees. I undid his belt, and before we knew how bad it may have looked to an outsider, it was already too late. His thick shaft was forcing its way into my lips. Fuck, I could barely open my mouth wide enough. He was so much bigger than you, so much harder, and fucking longer. He started slow, thrusting into my mouth, fucking the lipstick off my lips, the same lips you kissed hours earlier as an official married couple. Alan fucking used your wife's mouth, babe. I couldn't stop moaning. I couldn't stop touching myself. Even now, remember it. can't stop touching myself. Fuck. Oh, I'm so wet just thinking about it. He kept fucking my face, baby. Forcing it down my throat. And I let him. He fucking choked me with his huge fucking dick. And I was immediately addicted. I knew there was no going back. I needed to feel him inside me. I made it known. And I moaned for him to fuck me. And he took that opportunity. He was so strong too. He carried me and threw me onto the bed like I was nothing but a doll. But that's exactly what I was that night. His fuck doll. His married, cheating fuck doll. My head was spinning. I remember seeing my dress crumpled on the soft light by the window. Left there from when I was on my knees as he claimed my throat from you. The exact spot when my addiction to his cock was first sparked. I was on all fours on his bed, looking back as he slowly undressed, the silhouette of his massive length in the shadows. I was still wearing my lingerie, the white lace bra, sticky with my spit and drool, my soaked silk thong stuck to my entrance as I quivered in anticipation. This wasn't how the night was supposed to go. You were the one who was supposed to be standing there beside me. I felt his strong hands grab my ass and spread me apart with ease. He paused, taking in the perverse sight. He ripped the thong off of me and cast it aside before I felt his breath at my entrance. He lowered himself and began to lick my pussy. Oh, fuck. His tongue was so amazing. He worked my cunt from behind until I melted into the mattress. He didn't let up. My legs were trembling, my body trying to collapse forward. He continued his assault on my bald married cunt until I came. Fuck. I came so much harder than I ever did with you. Before I could recover, his powerful hands gripped my waist, and I felt his cock line up against my soaking entrance. Fuck, babe. It should have been you. But it wasn't. It was Ellen. He held me there, his hands so much stronger than yours. The tip of his cock was so much thicker than yours. Fuck, baby, I'm sorry. I can't stop touching myself when I think about it. We didn't have a condom, but I didn't care. I told him I needed him inside me, inside my married cunt, and I wanted to feel him raw. I begged him to make me a cheating whore, and he did. He didn't hesitate to claim me from you. He fucking pushed it into me. It didn't matter that I was dripping wet, wetter than I've ever been with you. It still fucking hurt. But it felt so fucking good to get stretched out like that. He kept pushing it in. It was never ending. It felt like he was rearranging my insides. Fuck, babe. Alan fucking stretched me out so much. I was fucking screaming his name on our wedding night as he started thrusting in and out. I had no control over my body. I just kept shaking and coming onto his cock. He fucked me stupid. He fucked me until all I ever wanted in life was to feel him inside of me. Oh my God, I think I passed out a couple times. I couldn't stop coming. Babe, he knew exactly what he was doing. I knew it was over as soon as he bottomed out inside of me. I knew I would never be able to be satisfied by you. He was too good. He was too fucking big. I got addicted to being stretched out like that. I knew I would never be the same. From that day forward, this pussy belonged to Alan. He fucked me into a puddle that first time. Yes, babe. There were more. He pounded me into that mattress. The room filled with my adultering screams and moans, begging him to ruin me, to fuck me like he hated me. He never missed a beat. He fucking tore into me. He let out all his frustrations. He wanted me first, and he made sure I was his. God, I was a mess. I remember his grunts and his moans as he was close. I felt his cock twitching and straining inside of me as he pulled out to come. But I didn't let him. I was empty without him inside me. From that day forward, I knew he ruined me. He ruined your cock for me. I pulled him close. I told him I needed to feel his cum inside of me. I needed him to use me as his personal cum dump. I needed Alan to be the first cream pie I'd ever gotten. He slid back into me and pumped me full. Fuck. I came as I felt each ribbon of hot cum coating my insides. He fucked it deep into my married pussy as you snored in our wedding suite. He collapsed onto me and we fell asleep, his cock still inside me, his load dripping out. He fucked the sense out of me, and they came rushing back to me when I woke up. I was still in his arms. I felt his cum on my body and panicked. Fuck. What was I doing? I checked my phone. It was still early, 2 a.m. You hadn't called or texted, so I knew you were still asleep. I looked around the dark room, my thong and bra thrown across my dress on the floor. My cunt was still sore from Alan. I couldn't think of anything else. I needed to leave. I tried standing, but my legs failed me. I heard him stir. His warm hands caressed my back, and I melted onto him. It didn't take long until those hands were on the back of my head. Fingers tangled into my hair, pushing my head down onto his manhood as he pumped into my throat. I don't know if the tears were from me feeling like I betrayed you, or from him stretching my mouth so wide and going so deep down my throat. He fucked my mouth, babe. Alan fucked my throat harder than you ever could. I tasted our cum off his dick. I was addicted to him. I sucked and licked him clean and wanted more. I didn't even realize I was fingering my needy cunt as I did. I was getting ready for him. My body craved him. My pussy needed his giant cock. I knew I was ruined forever. I straddled him and sank down inch by inch, memorizing every detail as he tore me in half. It felt like he was in my stomach. God, it felt so fucking good to be filled by him. I rode him while he slept. I fucking moaned his name. I told him how much better of a fuck he was, how much longer he lasted, how much harder I come for him. It was true. Alan turned me into a size queen. You are never going to be able to compare. I came over and over, squeezing his thickness, my pussy lips gripping and milking another load out of him. I was overflowing with his seed. I was his... I am his. He fucking knew it. I was addicted. It was 5 a.m. by the time he finished and your wife a second time. We both knew I had to leave, but I couldn't. I needed more, but the rays of sunshine snapped me back. I gathered my things and hurriedly got dressed. It was the longest elevator of my life to the suites. I felt every bit of his cum soaking into my thong. My makeup was ruined and my hair was a mess. I was his personal fleshlight, and I couldn't stop replaying it in my mind. It wasn't until I got back to our suite that it hit me. I had to admit it myself. I'm a cheater, and I was addicted to Alan's huge cock, and that I would do it again. I slid into bed next to you, still in my outfit from the night before. The sun was almost up, the rays peeking through the curtains. You rolled over and put your arms around me. You kissed me on my cheek, and I pretended to sleep. I was exhausted. I was sore, and I wanted Alan again. I heard you get up to use the restroom, and you came back and stood over me. You caught me looking. I was exhausted. You teased me and said I looked like I had a rough night also. I smiled meekly as you began to undress. You were hard. Oh, fuck. I couldn't help but notice how much smaller you were than Alan. I didn't want you. I wanted Alan. You hinted at wanting to finally consummate our marriage. I couldn't say no without raising suspicion, so I had to oblige. I was so sore, full of your best man's seed. I made you go get a condom. When you walked to the bathroom, I quickly undressed. I wiped as much of Alan's cum away with my fingers, instinctively licking them clean before you came back. God, tasting him again made me long for him more. I remember laying there, barely feeling you push into me. I was still sore from Alan, that I winced and screamed. You thought it was you, but it wasn't. It could never be, not after having experienced all of Alan. You kept saying how much wetter I was than normal, how you could tell through the condom. But it wasn't me, it was Alan. You were fucking your best man's cum deeper into me, or at least as deep as you could manage. I felt you finish in the condom before falling asleep. For months after that night, I couldn't think of anyone else but Alan. Every night you tried to please me, I'd stay up playing with my clit, moaning his name under my breath until I came. I could never let you fuck me raw. I yearned for him. I wanted him to be the last man who fucked me bare. It wasn't until almost a year later when I was forced to face my addiction. We hadn't talked since the wedding. There was no closure. So when I came home and I saw you two talking in the kitchen, I was flooded with emotions. You told me Alan offered to come early to help set up. Early for your birthday. In my mind, I questioned if there were ulterior motives. I dropped the groceries in the kitchen island and slid next to you. I needed to behave. I couldn't let my body betray me. I had to hold out until the other guests arrived. I needed you there until then, but you left me at the worst possible moment. You left me alone with Alan in our kitchen. I watched as you walked out to the yard to check the grill. Felt his presence behind me. His rough hands slid below my sundress, and he knew what I wanted. I didn't protest. I didn't say a word. My mind was frozen, but my body was ready. I subconsciously widened my stance to give him access. All I heard was his growl as he lifted my sundress over my waist. I heard him undo the zipper and I knew what was coming. Oh, my eyes never left you. I watched as you drank your beer, smiled to yourself as you flipped burgers, completely clueless to what was going to happen. Alan took me from you again, bent over our kitchen island. He thrusted his card cock into me. I moaned like a fucking whore on him, feeling him stretch my cunt out after so long, feeling his hot skin slide inside of my married hole. I nearly came with the first thrust. God, I missed it. There was no more pretending. No more hiding it. I was his cock whore. He could say anything and I would do it. Whatever depraved thing he wanted. Anything to feel him stretch me the way he could. The way only he could. Alan fucked into me 5 or 6 deep thrusts before letting himself slide out. My mind was screaming. I pleaded and begged for more. To turn around and mount him. But it was too late. You were walking back with a clueless smile on your face. You never knew your wife's cunt was claimed. It belonged to Alan. It wasn't long before the party started, and there were ample guests to distract me. But I couldn't forget the feeling. I couldn't get him out of my head. You noticed how flush I was and told me to go lay down. I welcomed the break. I scurried to our room, hoping to get away to pleasure myself, to make myself right again. But whatever cruel deity out there had other plans. Our door was ajar. It wasn't right. I heard soft grunting and breaths from our room. I slowly opened the door and stepped in. And Alan was there, sitting at the edge of our bed, his back to me, but I knew what I was walking into. I creeped along until I confirmed my suspicions. I stood there and watched. One hand was furiously pumping away at his cock, the other holding a picture frame, our picture frame from our wedding. The one on the nightstand. I watched in silence, and then I saw it. He had my panties wrapped around his cock. I watched in awe. The tip glistened with pre-cum. My body abandoned me. stepped closer until Ellen saw me. He didn't stop stroking. Our photo tossed aside onto your pillows. And his eyes bored into me. His grunts were louder. I reached down and gripped him with my small hands, and I could barely get my fingers around him. I felt the soft fabric of my panties and began to stroke his cock. He watched in silence until I picked up the pace. His moans got louder, and I felt his cock twitch and tighten. I couldn't help myself. I got on my knees and took his head in my hot, wet mouth. I stroked and greedily sucked Ellen's cock in our married bed. I wanted his cum. I needed my fix. He filled my mouth until it leaked out of the corners of my lips, and I slurped and lapped every drop like it was an antidote to my addiction. His musk was intoxicating as I swallowed his entire load. I know it was something you always wanted me to do with you, but I can't get myself to. It wasn't that way with Alan. He left us that weekend, with me craving more. My dependency on his cock reawakened. The drought that followed was unbearable. You couldn't ever satisfy me like Alan did. I could barely feel you after being split in half by your best friend. Every time you tried, your pitiful latex-wrapped dick did nothing but make me long and ache for him. The days turned to weeks, weeks into months. Before long, it was over a year. I was a fiend, and then I relapsed. I slipped. It happened last month. As soon as I heard about your week-long business trip, I couldn't take it anymore. I copied his number from your phone and I texted him. I let him know. He was inside me before the plane took off. God, I was such a whore for him. I let him use all my holes. There wasn't one piece of furniture I wasn't bent over and completely fucked stupid over. I couldn't walk anywhere in our house without remembering how he impaled me with his thick cock. He fucked me so fucking hard. We actually broke the bed. That's the reason I had to replace it. I'm sorry, babe. But Alan is a fucking animal. A machine. And I couldn't stop letting him use my married holes. I don't even remember how many loads of hot cum I took. I don't remember how many different ways he violated your wife. But it was what I craved since our wedding night. What I missed. That had to have been the time that I conceived. When your best friend bred me, your wife, pumped his thick load into my pussy 24 hours of the day in our own home. I was his cheating, free-use whore. I was so drunk off his cock, I almost missed your call saying that you caught an early flight home. My cunt was still reeling from his pounding when you walked through that front door. Home before I could make a trip to the pharmacy. God, I'm so sorry, babe. I need to come. I love you, but you need to know this. I'm addicted. I'm depraved. I'm ruined. And I need Alan's cock. Fuck, he's almost here. And he wants me to make sure I'm wet for a his cock as soon as he walks through that door. I'm going to come now, honey. I'm sorry.
Gotta go. I'll talk to you soon. I love you.